On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
We'll find out today if health bosses in Kent are going to go ahead with building three specialist units to treat patients that have suffered a stroke. The facilities planned for hospitals in Dartford, Maidstone and Ashford would replace those currently available at the QEQM in Margate, Medway Maritime and Pembury Hospital. But campaigners are worried it would result in some patients having to travel further. GP Coral Jones from Save Our NHS in Kent says it's vital people go to their nearest hospital, not the biggest.
This completely flies in the face of the evidence that they're presenting to justify closing the stroke unit, because there is no way people can get from Margate to Ashford in 15 to 20 minutes.
A protest is expected to take place outside the final decision meeting shortly.
KMFM News.
A man who murdered a young waiter in Maidstone has died in prison. 20-year-old Joel Loretta suffered 100 injuries after being attacked by three men in October 2013, just 6 days after arriving in the country from Italy. A pre-inquest review has heard Alexandra Suravalivas, who was 30, died at a Sheppey prison last June while serving a minimum of 21 years. The Duke of Edinburgh is not going to face any further action over a crash in Norfolk last month. The Crown Prosecution Service says it's looked at Prince Philip's age and the fact he gave up his driving licence. A man who kicked a police officer after pushing her to the ground while being arrested in Herne Bay has been jailed. Robert Luff was armed with two knives and had been drinking when it happened in July last year. The 49-year-old from Clarendon Street in the town has been locked up for 18 months.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The number of people being seen in A&E within 4 hours is at its lowest ever level. Official figures show 84.4% of patients in England were treated within the target last month, below the 95% threshold. The number attending accidents and emergency rose by 5.6%. We're expecting confirmation later that council tax bills in Kent will be going up by 5%. Councillors will be voting on the proposed hike, which will see the amount you have to pay if you live in an average Band D home, increasing by about £60 to around £1,300. The vote comes on the day research suggests nearly all authorities in England will do the same thing this year. Councillor Richard Watts is from the Local Government Association.
The government has cut £6 in every 10 of council funding in the last 9 years, and that is leading to some really, really difficult decisions, exacerbated by rising demand for the most expensive services.
Three pupils have left a Kent Grammar School just weeks after police were called in to investigate allegations of drug use. A boy and two girls who are all in year 13 agreed to leave Invicta Grammar School in Maidstone after the head teacher Julie Derrick involved officers. She's told us action was taken in line with their school policy and their students' health, well-being and happiness is their priority. A man's due in court later after another man was left with facial injuries following a disturbance in Folkestone. The 47-year-old's been charged with causing grievous bodily harm after police were called to a home in Marine Terrace in the early hours of yesterday.
KMFM News.
A prestigious tourism award has been given to three Kent attractions. Visit Kent has recognised the historic dockyard in Chatham and Hush Heath Winery in Tunbridge with gold awards, while the Royal Engineers Museum in Medway has been named a hidden gem. They're among 76 venues across the country to get accolades. Paul Barnard is from the historic dockyard.
Inbound tourism into Kent is really important as a particular focus as we move into Brexit over the next couple of months. So recognition of the excellence of heritage and tourist attractions within Kent is of absolute critical importance.
And when it comes to looking for love this Valentine's Day, it seems Maidstone might not be the best place. It's been ranked the second worst town or city for singletons based on how many other single people live there, the cost of going to the cinema, a meal out and a price of a pint of beer. You might have to travel a bit further if you're after a decent chance of getting a date. Oxford is apparently the best place, followed by Liverpool and Manchester.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and Tottenham are in control of their Champions League last 16 tie after a 3-0 win against Borussia Dortmund in their first leg at Wembley. In last night's other game, defending champions Real Madrid were 2-1 winners at Ajax. Elsewhere, Arsenal kick off the night's Europa League action with a trip to Belarus to play Bartek Borisov, who finished as runners-up to Chelsea in Group L. Later in the evening, Chelsea are away to Swedish side Malmo. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.